Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast, WILK News Radio.
Great, good morning, everyone. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 11:09 here in the Great Northeast this beautiful Tuesday, November 25, year of our Lord, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our friend John Basiliga, featuring one of his great companies, Serenity Care, today to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like Alexander Savinsky, Sawyersville, Charles Coyne Fattori, Scranton, Charles Kaler, Bloomsburg, and Joseph Larish, Maconaqua. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle, gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense after that brief news adjournment, promising you that we will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all of you for the balance of this hour. So we had a guest. I don't know if we're going to be able to hook up with him. But guess who called? I don't even know if she knew that we had an opening here. Guess who it is? It's Lorraine. You ready to play the theme song? Because if we don't play the theme song, Bulldog, she won't come on. He's having problems with the theme song. She won't come on without her theme song. You know that. Bulldog is having problems with it. Let's see if she'll take the call. Lorraine.
Bob.
You're not upset. We having a problem with Bulldog's having a problem with the... There it is. Okay. Better late than never. You okay?
Well, me? I'm never okay, but I'll stretch through.
All right. Well, there's Lorraine. She sent me a message before. I just want you to know.
I knew
what,
you were
what we
do
go
this.
Through with this diva. She said, you said that your grandson wants the bottle for about 5 minutes and then wants something else. He certainly doesn't take after you. You know, this is somebody used the word ad hominem yesterday, and that's what this is, an ad hominem attack.
You liked it, though. You said, now that's a good joke.
Yes, it was cute. But I thought it was vicious at the same time.
Oh, bull. Oh.
I thought it was really vicious.
And I got back, I said, well, it wasn't even a joke. Uh-huh. And you love that. You love every minute of it because it's not no more vicious than you get.
Well, you said the fact is that it wasn't a joke.
Well, that was after the fact that you said it. Now that was a good joke.
All right.
Quote you verbatim.
I just think you should be nicer in Thanksgiving week instead of vicious.
Oh, my gosh. Well, then you better practice what you preach.
My job, part of my job is to be vicious to people who are harming my country. On behalf of my fellow Americans. I'm never vicious with you. I'm always gentle and nice with you.
lower your voice. It's more like you when you lower, you sound more professional.
Well, I get in a lather. Well, yes, sure. I'm always silent when I listen.
Well,
that's a habit I have.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do, listen.
Well, Lorraine, you have a poem for us.
No. What? I told Johnny, I said, it's not a poem.
What is
it? And no, it's not a joke. No.
What
is it? Don't jump to conclusions. This is the second time. You know, you get a prayer via whatever, email or text. So, you know, I told you a long time ago that I also used to write prayers for our healing service at our church,
mm-hmm.
at my church.
Okay.
So I thought, I'm going to read a prayer today. And I used to write the forgiveness prayers, and I used to read them. I have a lot of these prayers. So are you ready? Could I
yes.
read it?
Yes, please.
Well, it used to be in the evening, so I'm going to read it like I wrote it. Jesus, we gather this evening to seek your forgiveness for breaking many of the Ten Commandments. Let us focus for a moment on the first commandment. Many times we do put strange gods before you, and not golden idols, but idols in the forms of our homes, cars, money, trivial possessions, and even our own family members or friends. Jesus, forgive us for allowing them to take on a life of their own and forgetting that everything we have is a gift from you. In conclusion, Jesus, help us to remember that our earthly possessions are important, but we must never lose sight of our most precious gift, which is you, who will always be with us for all eternity. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Very nice. So, Lorraine, you could expand your bailiwick from poetry to prayer if you so choose.
And a joke in between.
No. No, there's a complete ban on those. Look at the bulldog. You just mentioned the word joke, and the bulldog, I can see him through the window. He's smiling.
Well, at least he's not yelling. Like you.
Well, between you and the bulldog and Brian Hughes, the three worst joke tellers ever.
Oh, yeah. Well, we are the worst recipient.
Well,
listen, you can't get ahead of me.
Listen.
Even if you try.
Well, we're going to try to get to another call here, Lorraine, but thank you, my darling. Do you have a Thanksgiving poem?
No.
Oh, all right. As I was going to say, we'll hear from you tomorrow.
Well, you never know when I'll pop up, but I just did it today in case I didn't pop up tomorrow.
Well, actually, we had a guest who just didn't call in, so.
So I came in on default.
That's right. You were default.
Your fault.
Don't get all high and mighty.
Oh, why not? I deserve it. I deserve love.
Yes, you do.
I deserve love. It's Thanksgiving, and I'm going to be all alone. You think I like that?
No, you don't like that. I know.
I don't like it.
I know.
It hurts. I could cry that quick. You want me to cry? I'll do it.
No.
No, seriously.
We want you to make everybody laugh and feel better.
Yeah, but I need to feel better. Right. I need the love and so that I don't be... See, I'm going to cry a little. I better not.
Right,
okay, well, but I'm serious.
Well, you check in with us tomorrow, okay?
Well, no insults, or I won't call. you better change your attitude. I'll just call. I'll call the morning show, and they'll laugh at my jokes too.
All right. Well, thank you, dear. I appreciate it always.
Well, in case I don't call. You could tell me happy Thanksgiving. I have to tell you to tell me.
I'm telling you now, happy Thanksgiving.
Because I have to tell you to tell me, yeah. But happy Thanksgiving to you.
All right.
Which you every day you're, well.
Every day's Thanksgiving for me.
That's right, and it tugs at my heartstrings.
Yeah. All right, darling. Thank you.
Okay, Fuzzy Wuzzy.
All right, dear. Bye-bye. Let's go to Pat in West Wyoming. Hi, Pat. How are
you? Oh, fine. I have to vent. Bob, I have a thought. I think on Thanksgiving Day, we should give thanks for having Trump as our great president, for keeping us safe by establishing ICE to get these illegal criminal border crosses off our streets, which the Dems think is cool. No, having Biden for 4 years was cruel. The great deal of bringing home the hostages after so long, his great policies and deal makings are just, they're wonderful.
He's doing a really good job.
I thank God for him every day.
Do you know where we were a year ago? Do you know how much worse it would be?
I know.
If not, unbelievable.
I know.
It's actually frightening to think where we would be with Kamala Harris. It really is.
I know. And when I hear them criticize everything he does, after what they had in, I never heard them complain about Biden.
Never.
You know what I mean? But he's doing a good job getting these illegals off the street and everything. I just adore the man.
Good. So we've got.
Okay.
So we'll both be thanking. That'll be one of the things I'll be thankful for tomorrow.
Right. And you have a blessed holiday.
Thank you so much. I know I will, and I hope you do too.
Okay. Thank you, Bob. Bye.
Thanks, Pat. Well, two nice notes to take a break on. Bob Cordaro, The Eponymous Show. Let's hear from our great sponsors, a little music, a little history, and then you at 570-883-0098 to call or to text.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
The Monkees. Murph says this date, 1967, they moved from number 33 to number 5 with their hit Daydream Believer. Bob Cordaro back. Somebody texted in, where is, I'm going to find this. It's about our war fighters in World War II. Bob, what a contrast. From the young men that were in war that Thanksgiving week, many of whom never lived long enough to see the age of 24, and the pajama-clad, pierced children that we call a young man today, wandering around our streets aimlessly, playing video games and sucking on vape pens with no ambition and no decency. I would throw in there, because being a lazy person myself, I get that. But the protesting based on lies, the anger that we're not a socialist country because they don't get everything they want without doing anything. Man, there's a lot of them, man. I'll tell you. Oh, boy. So, in any event. Chuck from Carbondale says, Bob, this year when President Trump pardons the Thanksgiving turkeys, it's a federal liberal judge going to reject the president's Trump's pardon. Yeah, they just might. One of the trolls texts in, Bob's, I'm curious, do you think Donald Trump is a good human being? Yeah, I actually do. I've said this before a few times, and if you're a true troll or just someone with a similar phone number to a troll, I'll forgive me, because it's worth explaining. I think Donald Trump was a very clever, very smart, but very superficial guy. His whole life. And success and the baubles and the trappings and all that were the most important thing to him. Image, all that. I believe that once he loved his country, though. Now, a lot of it was ego, like, oh, I just might run for president. But once he actually made the step to do so, the support he got from some of the unlikeliest sources, given his life, like evangelical preachers, and then the love that came raining back at him from everyday great American people, I think he not only found God in his own way, but that he loves America and the American people very deeply. All these things developed, however, during his time running for office and when he was in office, and then the support he received when he was out of office, going through hell. I don't know, how could a billionaire go through hell? Well, he did. Believe me, I've been in trials, all that. Believe me, he did. And one thing, another great thing about Donald Trump, he does not quit. He does not quit. He will not quit. He won't quit on the American people. He won't quit this effort. And who cares? Do I care if it's his ego doing it, driving him? No, I don't. And do I think that he's doing everything he can for the good of the American people? Yes. That's why he's doing so much. So much had to be done. You got to remember, we're coming off 8 years of Obama. We're coming off, before that, a very weak presidency, misdirected presidency under George Bush. And then, of course, the four nightmare years of Joe Biden. I was thinking about this today. I'm going, what were these idiots thinking around Joe Biden? Like, there was no sense to it. They were forcing airports to take illegal aliens. They didn't even know what they were going to do with these people and let them flood into the country. Somebody writes, and you actually think Donald Trump is a good human being? God Almighty. Well, I just told you why, but apparently when you hear Donald Trump because of your TDS, you just shut off. Please tell me what he's done that's evil. That's what I want to know. You guys call him Hitler. Let me know what he's done that is evil. Please let me know. I've seen nothing but policies intended to maintain and expand America's role in the world for good and to help this country. And I've seen him get religion, again, in his own fashion. And I've seen him become religious in his own fashion. And I've seen him become a much better person. And you don't necessarily have to be all those things to be a great president. But I think he's become all those. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Veterans Tribute, weather, and then we've got some callers I want to get to. We'll be back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Our veterans, this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by our friend John Basaliga. Today featuring just one of his great companies, Serenity Care. It's a personal care community. It's a senior care community with four locations. Mid-Valley, Old Forge, Wyoming, Kingston. They offer personal care services, dementia care services, located at their Mid-Valley and Kingston locations. All four personal care locations have been completely renovated inside and out, accepting new residents. John believes that he has to provide the highest quality senior care in the area and beautiful personal care homes for seniors to live in. He's committed to it. He has a passion for it, and it's working. It's the gold standard of senior care. Serenity Care. Charles Kaler, veteran, McGee Carpet retiree. He was 88 when we lost him November 19. He was from Bloomsburg. Born in that town, a graduate of Bloomsburg High School. He was a lifelong resident of that town, Bloomsburg. He proudly served this country in the U.S. Army. He worked in the Human Resource Department, the former McGee Carpet Company in Bloomsburg for more than 40 years, retiring in 1999. He was a member of St. Matthew Lutheran Church, Bloomsburg, one of the founders of the Bloomsburg Ambulance Association. He loved hunting. He loved camping. Surviving is his wife, the former Marie Drumheller, with whom he celebrated their 64th wedding anniversary, November 4 of this year. Also surviving, his son, daughter, grandson, granddaughter, and a sister, Charles Kaler. Joseph Larish, Navy veteran, loved the outdoors and fishing. He was 81. He lived on Italy Street in Maconaqua. We lost him November 17th at the VA Medical Center, Wilkes-Barre. He had a battle with aggressive Alzheimer's and dementia. Born 1944 in Berwick. He was employed, among other places, at the Columbia County Redevelopment Authority, the Berwick Power Plant, and Penn Eastern Engineers. He served this country with honor in the Navy aboard the USS Saratoga. He was a proud member of the Polish Falcons, the American Legion, the VFW. His greatest joys, however, were his family, friends, his love of fishing and all things outdoors. He's survived by his son, one brother, two sisters. Tragically and sadly, preceded in death by his wife, Bonnie Lee. And one daughter, Carrie Jo Larish. Joseph Larish. Our great veterans this hour brought to you by John Basiliga and Serenity Care. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, cloudy with showers likely. Rain could be heavier by evening. High 50, 48 outside the studios right now. Tonight, cloudy and mild with lingering showers. Low temperatures holding around 50. Wednesday, clouds and sun. Mild with a chance of a passing shower, 60. Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, clouds and breaks of sun, colder, high near 40. I wonder if that CBS Face the Nation lady has the facts now. No, she'll just go and pretend she never heard what he said. That's what they do. On Donald Trump. People have the luxury of calling Trump evil, have never stepped foot in the countries he stopped wars in. Think of all the lives that have been saved and ask them if he's evil. Now, I do have a problem with the way he has made Jeff Epstein girl's life easier. That seems evil to help out. What the hell are you talking about? What's the matter with you? He what? I'm telling you, stop being stupid and swallowing a media lie, the Democrat Party lies, that the media allows them to get away with. Somebody says, nope, I don't have DTS. Well, as soon as you say you don't have it, I'll question you, but go ahead. Let's see what you say. And I agree with many of his policies per se, that he is not a good person. Dear Jesus, come on, man. He's looking only for clarification. He really doesn't give a spit about regular people. I don't see that at all. I don't see it at all. And I obviously, you didn't listen to what I said. You just didn't. You've got TDS. You've got TDS. Face that fact. Look in the mirror. Face the fact. You've got TDS. Because you didn't even hear what I said. You didn't even hear the explanation. Another, if Trump was as bad as the legacy media made him out to be, how come they tried to get him every way they possibly could, even including creating their own laws to get him, but still couldn't explain that one? I know. Another, call him Hitler and racist, whatever other attention-getting buzzwords they like to use, those terms have lost their weight with anyone with an IQ. They use those words when they disagree with us, are losing a debate, and have nothing else to say. It's laughable at this point. You know what they say about me? Well, you're using hate speech. And I repeat just the paraphrasing what Harry Truman said. No, 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 no. Just because you hate it and you hate the truth doesn't mean it's hate speech. Huge difference. All right, let's go to Angelo from Madisonville. Angelutes, how are you, my friend?
Buongiorno, buongiorno, molto bene, molto bene.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. I'm calling to wish you and the Bulldog there happy Thanksgiving. And Lorraine, I'll tell you what, some people are just stuck on stupid. And
I don't understand. Like, you hear one word or you hear Donald Trump, I give a 5-minute explanation, maybe longer, of what I think of Donald Trump when I was asked. I thought a legitimate question, is Donald Trump a good person? I explain it, and these people with TDS can't even listen.
I think they just like getting you riled up, because when I hear that stuff, I get riled up, so I grab my 6-string guitar and I start playing a little bit.
I don't know how to play the guitar, and I don't have a drum set anymore, so I can't.
You better
play that.
Go buy a drum set, because I got the guitar. We could have a new duo called the Dynamic Duo from the Dunmore. Yes, sir.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you and I perform together, we could get a big crowd at our first performance.
I don't know about that. Between the people you know and I know, oh, my God.
Oh, we'd be jammed for the first performance. After that, they'd say, no, not again.
Yeah, nah, I don't know.
Just my guess. I think you could carry it off. I know. I'm mediocre.
I'm mediocre, too. But you know what? I'm so happy I can sing now. Because you know what? For years, Frank Sinatra paid me a lot of money to stay out of the business. And,
love it. Angelo, we got to go, but happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
Okay, happy Thanksgiving, and thanks for honoring all the veterans.
We love them. Thank you, Angelo.
Buona notte.
Frank from North Scranton, you get to have the tarantella as you come on.
Oh, boy. All right, Bob. I am definitely a Trump supporter. I like him, but I don't adore him.
Yes,
and
that's right where I'm at.
The reason being is none of us are perfect, including Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll make a statement. I am about as Ukrainian as you can get. I went to St. Cyril's Church in Elephant since I was a child. I got baptized there. I went to 8 years of school there. I got married there. And my kids did the same thing. They went to eight years there. But as far as this deal that President Trump is offering to Zelensky, it's going to be, if Zelensky takes this deal, I guarantee you within a year, it's going to be the death of Ukraine.
Well, we don't have much time to really get in depth to it, but I will tell you the fact that they've accepted it in principle must mean it's not as bad as the media is making it out to be. I've read the points of it, and they're obviously open to interpretation. The key is the security guarantees and the ability to defend themselves that are embedded in with this. Those are the keys, no matter what the other terms are, because they got a bad enemy. Well, they have an evil enemy at their doorstep.
I guess I don't have time to get into it.
Let's have this conversation as it develops. All right. Appreciate it, Frank. Well, happy Thanksgiving, my man. We'll be back 11:50. Picardo says. This date, 1976, Murph tells us the band. They played their farewell concert at the Winterland Ballroom, Santa Francisco. It was filmed by Martin Scorsese and released as a movie, The Last Waltz, in 1978. Murph and I went together with our gang to see this along with, what was that, the Rocky Horror Picture Show down at whatever it was. It's a Center Theater on Lackawanna Avenue. The band consisted of Robbie Robertson, Lee Von Helm, Rick Danko, Garth Hudson, Richard Manuel. They started as Bob Dylan's backup band. Performers at that show: Dylan, Clapton, Ginger Baker, Neil Diamond, Joni Mitchell, Van Morrison, Muddy Waters, Neil Young. Murph picked the night they drove Old Dixie down from that amazing performance. Some texts to finish with. Morning, Bob LTS. Some people hated Lincoln in his day. They assassinated him. Now he's revered. Trump will be remembered as great also in the future. Bob LTS, and happy Thanksgiving. I also agree that Trump truly cares for America and our citizens. He's a terrific president, and I trust him. We survived sickening, greedy, and phony talking heads. We need him very much. So many people are just lazy. They want the government to do everything for them. Get smart people. Think for yourselves and the future of the best country on earth. We need to keep strong and put our country first. Another, we all know Trump exaggerates at times, but the difference with him and all other politicians, Trump delivers. The border is a prime example. Now we have zero border crossings. Yes, zero with a Z. Hey, Pastor Mitch, I had this before. He says, good day and God bless you. New Hope Church, Wilkes-Barre. Hot, fresh Thanksgiving dinner to go. Available Wednesday at 2 at their location, 489 North Main, and from the public square in Wilkes-Barre as well. First come, first blessed till we run out. Approximately 100 meals. 40 at New Hope, 60 on the square, Pastor Mitch tells us. Pastor Mitch, remind me tomorrow so we can tell people again tomorrow. He says, wait, so from 20 to 24, president didn't set the prices, but fast forward to 25, now the president controls the prices. I know. The short-sightedness on that part of that journalist, in quotes, question regarding inflation and price of groceries is laughable. Remember what happened, though. Trump says we're going to fix it day one and prices will be going down. Just don't give them the opening with exaggerations. That's what he does. You know that. Well, it's time to go. There's nothing I can do about that because Sue Henry wants to do her thing. Rob O'Donnell's got to do his. But my Bacardo Jeweler watch says it's 12 noon and change. We got to go. God willing, I'll be with you tomorrow. But for now, we'll gavel to close this meeting of the Club for Common Sense. And Mark Mayer loved listening to that song.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.